Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our discussion. It is a great pleasure to welcome Sean Stone to the proceedings. He is our cultural correspondent, goes out and tells us what's happening in area stages and screens. And over the last couple of weeks has had the governor as an opening act, so that's nice.
Can't go wrong with that.
No pressure there.
None.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine,
John. All right. Where would you like to begin? What have you seen?
I saw a wonderful movie called If Beale Street Could Talk.
I saw that, too.
It's Barry Jenkins' follow-up to his Oscar-winning Moonlight.
Yep.
It's based on a novel by James Baldwin. It's about a young couple who just get... They get caught up in the machinery of racism and the criminal justice system, but it's not about that. It's about them, and it's about their moments. It's a movie that isn't about the plot going from A to B to C. It's about A and B and C. It's about the, you know, it's denying that the African American experience is defined by what's against it, you know.
I'll tell you two things about this that struck me. One is that the one of the things that I loved about the novel, that I love about the movie, is the emphasis that is placed on the importance of the family.
Yeah.
That is the great support that the family gives this young woman who is pregnant and is going through this while her fiancé is behind bars. That is a really, it's such an interesting dynamic and fascinating to watch and beautiful. And the woman whose name escapes me who plays the mother is phenomenal.
Regina Hall.
Oh, yeah. My God, it's great. Just won the Golden Globe, right?
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, I will say is in the showing I saw, there was a, there were two women there in the theater, and after they were just, it obviously affected them personally and were just sobbing. And I thought, wow, you know, that's it's such a look of the experience. And and really, again, what does it take place in?
The 70s.
70,
it looks like 71 or 72.
72, yeah.
Yeah.
And how little has changed. But
yeah. Yeah, it's a... Go see it. It's very great.
It really is. It's called If Beale Street Could Talk. Then a movie I think that ultimately closes, at least. Does it close today?
No.
Is it going to be around for a while?
Yeah, I think it's got another week.
Clint Eastwood.
The Mule.
Yeah.
He's a 90-year-old man playing a 90... Well, he's an 88-year-old man playing a 90-year-old man who became a drug mule. And the most bracing thing about the movie, I mean, Eastwood directed it, so it's very... very clean and focused, and every scene moves, and is complete amorality. No regard for what he's doing at all. Just driving down the road, singing along to Dean Martin songs, handing off cocaine to men with machine guns. It's a little redemptive at the end. His character gets off a little bit, but I was thinking about that too. He really doesn't. Actually, he does get away with things that he shouldn't get away with.
Yeah.
And there's a great cast: Bradley Cooper and Lawrence Fishburne as DEA agents, and Michael Pena and Diane Wiest is in it, and it's worth seeing.
The Mule with Clint Eastwood. Okay, let's go with what's happening.
A whole wide variety of things happening. Beautiful downtown Schenectady tomorrow night at 7:30 on the main stage at Proctor's. It's Jack Hanna's Into the Wild Live.
Jungle Jack Hanna.
That's right.
He's going to be on our show at 11 o'clock.
That's awesome.
He is endlessly, endlessly delightful.
He is.
He's a neat, neat guy. Of course, I know him from Letterman. He was first on that show in 1985. And had a long, long relationship with Dave in that show, and is so he brings his act, if you will, a lot of animals, a lot of a lot of video talk,
yep.
And we'll have a chat at 11 o'clock. It's pretty fun.
That's great.
Did you know he was on Hollywood Squares?
I did not. Which iteration?
We would talk about this, the Tom Bergeron iteration.
Oh.
Yeah.
I missed that one.
Yeah. It's really great. I found a clip of it. We put it in the story. It's really fun.
Oh, wow. And then through the magic of having a really large theater complex over at the GE Theater, it's going to be Max Weinberg's Jukebox.
I would see both those shows.
I know. It's fantastic. He's a longtime drummer, Springsteen. You know, he was on Conan for all those years, and he does his jukebox thing.
So if I do, if I find the sloth boring, I can just go across the hall and check in with Max Weinberg.
Exactly. Friday, also Friday night in Schenectady at the Van Dyke Lounge at 8 o'clock. It's the Alex Skolnick Trio. He was, of course, the thrash metal guitarist who became a jazz guitarist. The show, the seats are sold out, but they're opening up a bunch of standing room only tickets tomorrow.
All right.
So you can still go, but you,
get ready.
You'll have to stand and drink your beer. Friday and Saturday night at the Iron Horse Music Hall in Northampton, Mass. At 7 o'clock, Livingston Taylor.
Great stuff.
Going to be great. Lettuce will be at the Upstate Concert Hall in Clifton Park on Saturday at 7 o'clock. They're a semi-legendary funk band. They've been around since the 90s.
Was it the music we played going in? We played Lettuce?
I believe that was Lettuce.
Lettuce, okay.
And then at the Comedy Works, Saturday night at 7:30 and 9:30 in Saratoga Springs, Jay McBride, she's actually from here.
Very funny.
There was a great profile of her written by John Rodet, but unfortunately that's gone down the memory hole with the alt.
Yeah.
So you can't read it.
Unless it's on her website.
It's on her website, yeah. But she's very funny. And then at Mass Mocha Hunter Center in North Adams, Mass, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, it's Aeon Ritual, which is a work in progress organized by Infinite Palette. It's an immersive, musical, spiritual experience. I'm not exactly sure what it's going to be, but
it's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress, and it sounds interesting. And then, if you want to just shut off your brain, and if you've been wondering what Feld Entertainment does now that Ringling Brothers has gone away, Monster Jam at the Times Union Center Saturday and Sunday, multiple shows. Giant trucks riding around in the dirt.
Now, this may surprise you. It may surprise you. I've never been to a monster truck show. So, have you ever been to one?
I have not.
Okay. All right. So, you probably can't answer this question either.
I've seen the clips.
But, like,
know?
I wonder what the show is. Like, is it just, do they do stuff? Is it like the circus where they come out and there's sort of a beginning, a middle, and an end?
It
and
must
you have.
Be.
That's cool.
I mean, it can't just be, you know, otherwise you could just go to a parking lot of a construction site and see the same
thing. Well, I do that too.
Well, there you go.
I mean, I'm fine with that. But they sound very, from the commercials, they sound very loud.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I like them because the really deep-throated disc jockeys do all the ads for them, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
The deep voice guys.
It's like flashback to...
Yeah. Monster Jam. Blah, blah, blah. I like
exactly.
That.
When everyone on the radio tried to sound like that.
Can't get enough of that. Okay, that's multiple shows. So I guess you can run you don't have to worry about, you know,
no.
with trucks, you don't have to worry about contracts. Just run them into the ground.
That's right.
All right.
And then Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Egg, Mermaid Theater of Nova Scotia returns to present The Very Hungry Caterpillar and some other Eric Carle stories. It's a lovely sort of puppet. People in costumes show. It's really cute.
Yeah.
Kids
right.
love it. And then Monday night at the Palace Theater in Albany, they're showing the comedy thriller mystery classic Clue. I wonder what they do about the ending.
Well, there were four
three.
Endings.
I think
three endings?
Endings. Yeah.
Three endings.
And in the original release, they were in different theaters.
Like, that's right.
So you would have had, if you wanted to see all three endings, you would have had to see the movie three times in three different locations.
What year did that movie come out? Was it
like,
early 80s?
It was like 84,
84?
83, something
I remember
like that.
Seeing it down off Exit 7, the theater's there. It's now a car place, an Exit 7 in Latham. And
I remember that theater.
I think it was a Hoffman's Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was by the old ginger ale bottle, the big ginger ale bottle.
Yeah.
And they had the three endings in the three theaters. And what they would let you do is they'd let you go in, and then you could go see the movie, and then you could go see the three different endings.
That showmanship.
Yeah, I did it. It was very exciting.
They didn't do that in Elmira.
No, they didn't.
No. there's a bunch of new movies opening. On the Basis of Sex, which is the Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
And I apologize for interrupting you. I just remembered though, or what I just thought of is I saw all three endings. I don't remember any of them.
Oh, I know. I know.
Don't know.
It's weird. I haven't seen the movie. So I think I'm going to go to this because I haven't seen it in so long that I don't really remember it. And I know that it's a real cult movie. And you know how you know it's a cult movie? It's a Paramount and it came out on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
They're not. They don't exactly put out a lot of movies.
And they're showing it at the Palace.
Okay.
So I'm sorry.
People love it.
On the Basis of Sex is coming out.
With Felicity Jones as Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The trailer looks really good. I love her. She's wonderful.
You know, I'm worried about this movie.
Are you?
Yeah, because I think I'm starting to like Armie Hammer.
Oh.
And I don't.
I'm not sure you want to go there yet.
I haven't completely gotten over Lone Ranger, but Call Me by Your Name, that was great, and I saw him on Broadway, he was great, and then this he looks really good in, so I don't know. I think
plus they're letting Justin Theroux play the vaguely annoying character.
Yeah, the villain, if you will.
The nervous guy.
Yeah, that's always good with
instead of Armie Hammer. He's not the nervous guy.
No,
he's the supportive husband. There you go. Then there's The Upside, which is Kevin Hart is helping Bryan Cranston, who's a quadriplegic, and they learn to love life and become friends. Seen it before, but it's probably great.
Sounds like a redemptive, great story.
Exactly. Replicas, which is Keanu Reeves making replicas of his dead family. What could go wrong there? Could there be a problem?
Could something go horribly awry.
Horribly awry, exactly. Yes. And then there's A Dog's Way Home.
I saw the trailer to that last night, and I said to my wife, oh, this is a movie just to go like ooh and ah. This is like an hour and a half dog video on YouTube.
And this is the kind of movie I grew up on in the sense that Disney made these every week in the 60s.
That's right.
When I was a kid, you know, you go to the theater and you see, you know, a couple of goofy cartoons and Charlie the Lonesome Cougar. Or, you know, something like that.
I mean, Fred McMurray, that was his later career.
That was his career.
Burl Ives and Fred McMurray in A Dog's Way Home.
Yep, exactly.
So.
That's why I'm surprised that they don't make more of them. Because for Disney, it was just like printing money.
Well, and especially on a holiday weekend. You know, if you have it, like if you did it next week when there's the MLK holiday and the kids are off, my God, you could just rake in the cash.
I think that's what they're going for. Start
going
it now.
Yeah, get the buzz going, if you will.
Exactly.
And that's what we got, right?
That's what we got.
That's good.
It's a busy week.
That's a busy week, a good list. You can see it all on our website. It's wamc.org/roundtable. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. Have fun this week.
I will try.
Excellent. Good. report back next week. All right. We'll be back right after this.